Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on what is the meaning of true faith. Now, I'm using that word true, and I'm putting quotation marks around it for a reason. All throughout the Bible, the word true, that's with quotations, is used to take a thought or an event out from the physical realm and project it into the spiritual realm. For example, in John 6:32, Jesus said, "Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the," here we go, "true bread from heaven." John 6:32. Also in John 15:1, a very familiar verse, Jesus said of himself, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." Again, the word true, and that's in quotations, in the Bible takes something out of the natural, out of the physical, and projects it into the spiritual realm. This is what I would like to do with this teaching, my friend, and that is take these words, true faith, out of the natural thinking of what we say faith is and project it into the functioning and the operations of the supernatural where true faith operates. My friend, spiritual truth, true faith does not operate in the natural. Let me say that again. True faith, spiritual faith does not operate in the natural or the physical realm. Oh no. True faith, spiritual faith, only operates in the supernatural where God operates and where He functions. You know, last week I made a statement that I really hope hits the mark into your spirit, and that was we can use faith correctly in what God wants, you know, to happen, or we can use our faith incorrectly, putting ourselves and all associated lives in great danger of failure and destruction. The key is to walk in the ways that God has established for us to go. If we get away from what God has said in His Word, in His laws, in His divine rules, in His mores, then we will get into great trouble. But if we stay between the covers of the Word of God to the best of our ability, then He will take care of us, my friend. Remember, sin is to know right but do wrong. But to turn from the right that we know. When we turn from the right and we get over into sin, our faith is removed from the supernatural. Let me say that again. When we get away from the truth that we know and we start moving into sin, then our faith is removed from the supernatural, from the spiritual realm, and placed back into the natural realm where our flesh takes over. And we go deeper and deeper into disobedience until we are far gone from doing God's will, and everything that we touch turns to death and destruction. Now, the opposite of this truth is true. The more we walk in the ways, the laws of God, His rules and His mores, the more obedience will be found in us. And the more then our faith will be able to function in the supernatural, which leads to God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, to explain my point, I would like to share two stories that require faith to function in the supernatural. Both stories started out about the same, in God, doing what the Lord wanted to be done. Both stories talk about missions work overseas, one in Africa and one in India, but that is where they seem to take a great divide. The first story will be from India. It was about 2000 or so, on one of my first trips to India. Pastor Peter was my host pastor from Don Ministries, and oh, how I love Pastor Peter and Helen. Well, after about 2 weeks of preaching three times a day, praying for the sick in between, God taught me something about faith and how it works in the supernatural. It was about 10 p.m. at night, and I was staring down and looking at that third plate of chicken curry and rice for the day. You see, I had a roaring case of diarrhea, and the chicken curry and rice, followed by a big glass of coconut milk, kind of calmed my stomach. Oh, diarrhea, you ask? Yeah, this is one of the gifts God will give you if you desire to be used in a place like India. So as I reached for my chicken curry and rice, Pastor Peter asked, "Pastor Dave, if you don't mind, could you please pray for this little boy who has not walked in 3 months?" Well, I just looked at him and thought, "I'm sick. I have diarrhea. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I have no strength, and you want me to pray for this little boy? I thought, he has to be kidding, but he wasn't. So I didn't even get up, and the father was holding the little boy, so I just reached up and I grabbed the little boy's feet and prayed this powerful spiritual prayer. Dear Lord, I am sick. I have no power. I cannot do it. So could you please heal this little boy? Now, there was no lightning flash. There was no thunderclap. There was no voice from heaven spoke. None of that hyper-spiritualism stuff. But I do remember ending my prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I dropped the little boy's feet, and I made my move for my chicken, my curry, and my rice, and as the father put the little boy down. And out of the corner of my eye, I could see the little boy's feet hit the ground. And when his feet hit the ground, he wasn't walking, my friend. He was running, and probably is still running today. How did that happen? Well, I do not know. It was not me. It was not Pastor Peter. It was not the little boy's father. It was nobody there. But his faith reached out and touched the supernatural where God is. I was told later by Pastor Peter, the little boy was told by a family member, if the American prays for you tonight, that you will be healed. Again, Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing a word from God. I never got to my third plate of chicken, curry, and rice that night. A line quickly formed from the folks hanging out, and we had church. God moved and touched so many lives that night. And why? Because God loves Indians more than he does Americans? No, not of course. God moved and touched these people because he loves everybody in them. And just as important, they also love God. And they desire to walk in his ways to the best of their ability in ways. Wow. How does faith operate? I do not know. But I do know when we tap into the supernatural, supernatural things happen. What a wonderful lesson. I shall never, ever forget it. And now, sadly, the second story, the story from Africa, the story where the missionary gets off track and never gets to the ways and the will of God. Did you know we can get the things of God wrong even when we're doing the things and ministering for God, such as ministry and service and traveling overseas and missions and all of that stuff? You know, we can destroy our Christian witness and ourselves and people in our lives, even doing the things of God when we're not doing what God wants us to do. Collateral damage in our lives, in God, often affects family members and friends more than the person stepping out of the will of God. We know a person who attended an Assemblies of God church who felt they were called to Africa to be a missionary. Well, her husband was 100% against it, but she went anyways. She was stepping out of God's eternal divine will for marriage. God's will never, never, ever is designed to split up a marriage. The spiritual authority of the home is critical to God's operating and functioning for the will of God to be accomplished in these lives. This should have been the first sign, but she was very zealous and was told by the church this was what God wanted. I guess the church did not know what God's will was either in this matter. But she went and she struggled. In God, things usually just work out, my friend. Let me say that again. In God, things just usually work out. While she was in Africa, her husband and her family really struggled also, both physically and spiritually. While on a trip to Africa, I had the opportunity to visit her. Well, I'll just say the African pastor who was in charge of her security they were very, very close indeed. But she continued in her presumption. The last I heard, the lady and her husband were divorced or talking about divorce. Their kids were in disarray, to put it mildly. Yet the lady she just continued in what she was doing. Now, she had faith, and she may have even heard from God about being a missionary in Africa, but God will never go against his word and the divine spiritual principles he has established. Now listen closely, my friend. Our ability in God is only as good as our ability to hear from God. Let me say that again. Our ability in God is only as good as our ability to hear from God. By missing God speaking, we have no faith. Again, Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing from God. We will not be able to tap into the supernatural realm where the real battles are fought and won. Oh no. No real faith, no victory. No real faith, no victory. Wow. The sooner we discover this, the better off we will be, and those around us. More next week on what is real faith. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that this teaching is touching your heart and you are coming to the understanding of faith and how important real faith is. Looking forward to speaking to you all next week, and may God bless you and hope you guys have a great week. Amen.